Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here. Again, this is our Monday program on BBS. And the date today is February 21st, and it's 2010. So, let's do it feels like trauma is what I need to do here for people, so we'll do a trauma clearing. So, think of a trauma that you had in the last few days, and we'll clear that energy. And you have to think of something on these samples so that the light beings can check you out and release it from you. And here we go. Remember, on the whole lifetime clearings and with the unlimited, they just clear everything. But here on these samples, we just do one particular situation. So here we go. Counting from 1 to 10 to clear it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. And that still feels a little rough to me, so here we go again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so I'll have to see how everybody's doing here. Let me just check the energy. And feels like we need some more here. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And here we go. That feels better. Let's do a clearing for mind energy. So we're going to do the mind of the body clearing. Now this is a different one than your mind that you think of in your head. The mind of the body is your internal healer. So here we go. We'll just see if your body changes temperature or anything like that. This jump starts you. This is the body's internal mechanism that makes it function. If you have an illness, it figures out what's wrong with you. So here we go. This is your body's consciousness to bring you back into balance. So if you have a physical problem, just think of it right now. Here we go. So 1, 2, this is heavy, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, wow, 9 and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody, you might want to get up and walk around or just see if maybe your immune system got jump-started. I'd like to have some call-ins on that, mind of the body clearing, just to see how people are doing. I don't think I've ever done the mind of the body on the BBS programs here. Okay, we'll do another clearing sample here. This is for the God energy disconnection, religious indoctrination clearing, whatever way you want to look at that. So this will help to clear energies from you, from maybe going into a church or synagogue or mosque or something, and maybe you got slimed or just being around people that maybe wanted you to connect to them to bring you into their religious dogma. So here we go. 1, this will be probably for the last month for you. That way, it'll be easier in case you didn't go to church or something, or things happen to you. Maybe you heard somebody talking about religion and they kind of hooked you into something, or maybe you spoke out and then they thought that you were a sinner or something. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, oh boy. Seven, eight, nine, and 10. Feels like somebody's hooked up pretty good. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Boy, talk about being hooked up. I guess being hooked up is one thing, but having weights on the line that you're hooked up to drown you is another. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four. This could be for mother or father-in-laws, too, that are connected to you. I don't know. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one more time. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Wow. So if you feel this clearing, then you probably definitely need to go on and do your whole lifetime clearings. There's a God clearing there. There's a religious clearing. Because you're probably hooked up to those people or religion or churches or, you know, that's all the alien stuff that you're hooked up to, but they must have you. That they do have you if you feel this clearing. Okay, so see if our co-host is on. Annika, are you out there?
I am out here, and it's great to be on and great to hear you laugh, Ron, when you're doing this clearing, even though, it can be very, very heavy, and it's good to have a bit of humor in what we're doing sometimes. I just checked online to see the religion indoctrination clearing, and I saw that it's on as it is on as generational, so it's in all the generations. You can go back. And also the God disconnect clearing for the whole lifetime, and that might actually also be as a generational one. So I just wanted to point that out. If you want to go online and check this up, go to creationlightship.com, to the website. There's a lot of information there. And up top you see a list of all our online healings written on a book on the left-hand side, and you just click on that, and you can also search for them right underneath as well without clicking on it, and then just go and see what clearings are on. So we also did a sample of the mind of the body clearing, Ron, and I thought maybe it's good to explain what's the difference between the mind of a body clearing, let's say, and something like infection clearing, and how they work with healing.
Yeah, what happens is, let's say you do the alien death barcode clearing. What that does is get you jump-started for life again. And the mind of the body actually sees the physical body programmed for death. So it gives up. You know, it's not going to keep healing you when it sees that you have a program in you to die. And then you start losing a lot of your energy. And if you look at anybody who's pretty old, that suffered a lot throughout their life, maybe chronic pain or just one illness after the other, you know, by the time these people go through barcodes and they probably hit the age of 50 or older, some look pretty miserable out there. And by the time they probably hit 70 or 80, they can't wait to get out of here. Well, if they would have had the clearing, if I would have had it up and doing what I'm doing now, say 30 years ago, they'd probably be in perfectly good shape right now. because the body would have been jump-started. So what the aliens did was put these in place so that each time you go through a death barcode, unbeknownst to you, you start losing energy. And normally after the third death barcode, you really don't want to be here any longer because you've been suffering for so long, and you think life's given you, a bad lifetime here, dealt a bad hand of cards, we'll say. You just want to get the heck out of here because you're so miserable, or maybe you're in pain a lot. So this is why you want to get those off of you, especially if you have some kind of condition that could possibly be life-threatening. And I guess the biggest one now is probably cancer. So definitely to get your body jump-started, I would definitely recommend doing that clearing. So that's why I'm interested to have somebody call in just to see how the mind of the body clearing actually felt when I did it, 15 minutes ago or less. So I'd like to have that. So so that clearing is to jumpstart your immune system, to jumpstart everything in you that your body is using to heal you. So I kind of see the mind of the body as this little scientist in a little laboratory, and it's there figuring out what to do for the body to put it back into balance whenever it gets something wrong with it. And all of a sudden it looks and says, oh, this person's dying in 5 years. Well, why should I exert all this energy out to heal the body? I'll just sort of like go along with the program and stop healing the body. And that's what the mind of the body does. You get that energy put back into balance, get your alien death barcodes off you. This body then gets jump-started, and it's also good to do it, anyway, just to get your body moving. So I'm pretty sure that's on the website as a clearing. I don't normally talk about it.
Yeah, it is.
So anyway, that's what that healing is for, is to jump-start everything in you, probably hormones, everything that deals with your body's functioning is the mind of the body. This is what you don't know, what's happening inside of you. So back to you, Annika.
Oh, okay. Yes, it is online. I have done it sometimes, and it's great. I did it a whole lifetime, and also when you get it as an unlimited, of course, you can go back to, which helps you to upgrade into the current time that you're in right now. So speaking about death barcodes, Ron, we have a question here. Marie R. is wondering, do animals have death barcodes?
I would say they probably do. And they typically would probably get them from you. Remember, animals normally will take the energy from you because they're trying to heal you. That's a lot of times why we have animals. A lot of times they'll end up with a similar condition that you're dealing with yourself. And so the animals themselves will have a death barcode probably in there. I don't think it's quite as important as getting them off of you as far as them, giving that energy to the animal. I don't think they're initially connected to one as I'm looking at them right now, like dogs or cats. But they do get them from the owners, and then the owners then are used, and the aliens read the owner as to what's happening in their lives, and then that barcode is put on. So it's not necessarily put on at their birth. It's put on according to the owner's stuff. So that's kind of how I would say that. So I think I heard a beep.
I thought I did too. Hello, is anyone out there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah,
hello. Hi, yeah, I'm calling. I wanted to give you some feedback on the mind clearing. I did feel some shifts through that, but I felt a lot more coming through with the God clearing. I felt like stuff shooting through the back of my heart with that one, actually. Just wanted to give you some feedback on that. And also, I've had a question. I talked to you last week first. My name's Janice. But I did go on your website, and I was looking up your clearing, And I was going to ask you today, Ron, about the ancestral immaculate conception clearing, if you could explain that a little bit more.
Yeah, what that does is help to get rid of different energies that was put on you through the past to kind of hold you back. That one probably has not been used by that many people so far, but the Immaculate Conception Clearing is there to bring you more light into your body. And so you can go back through generations to do that also. It's sort of like the light infusion chamber a little bit. Not the same, but it's kind of similar to put light into you so that your body can get rid of more of the stuff that it's dealing with. So it's sort of like a clearing that could be used to augment all the other clearings, too, once you've had them. But all the seven generational clearings is designed to go back under different issues, specific issues that you're dealing with, to clear that out of you. So some people find that they don't need the seven generational clearings. It's just going deeper into your genetics. Remember, this is stuff normally that probably has not popped up yet, but it's kind of waiting on your doorstep to manifest. So what you're dealing with is everything that's come up in your lifetime so far. And when you do like the emotional clearing and maybe a few of the other ones that deal with some of the emotional issues like the traumas and sensory, empathic, mind and feeling bodies, then if you still have an issue, we'll say you have an issue for anger, then you might want to look at that and maybe do a fear clearing because those two kind of go hand in hand. And then once you have those clearings, if you still feel some residue through all the different clearings and you don't know where to turn to, you might want to try that clearing. But I don't think I would do it right off the bat until you have the other clearings first.
Okay. All right. I really appreciate that. And I don't know if you're going to be doing any other clearings tonight or not, but I was interested also in the poverty clearing on if that was an emotional clearing or, you know, the people who are caught in poverty, who are desperately trying to make the new earth, you know, not being poverty stricken anymore.
Yeah, the poverty one is a really hard one to address because it can go in all different directions. It could even be, part of the caste system that you're born in or born under. It could be planetary cordings keeping you in poverty. I would probably recommend for clearing for that, just to go into the self-empowerment one. That one is a great jumpstart clearing. And I think it's $50 for 6 weeks. And that clearing is designed to help people out who are kind of stuck, who can't move forward for other people's reasons, maybe not your own. And maybe they're reading you, your psychic billboard is one thing, as they read you. You may want something, but your billboard's saying something else. But you got to change that along with probably going into the energies in the self-empowerment one because there's a lot of issues there.
Can you repeat that? I can't understand that. The what empowerment? I'm sorry?
Okay, that would be the clearing that is the self-empowerment.
Self-empowerment?
Yeah, I think there's over 30 issues there that you can clear out. And this is designed to get you jump started, so you can see if there's a particular issue, maybe that you have to go deeper on. What I can talk about is that people are born with let's start over again here. Some people have codes printed in them to draw money. Okay, so poverty is like lack of money. And this is probably why the wealthy people do not normally marry somebody who isn't wealthy. And if they do marry somebody and rebel, they'll normally be cut off because the genetic line of the wealth between the two people would stop at that person. they don't want to deal with people that are not having those special codes to draw money to them. So this is somehow a code that the alien puts on people, all the different alien energies here. I can't really say which ones they are because there's probably so many races doing this here. But people who have money do have these codes, which are from the darkness, and they definitely can attract people to them without the person knowing about it to give them money. So they can become, in a sense, a money magnet. And they definitely use the law of attraction because the law of attraction is a dark side energy. So that would be the maximum usage of the law of attraction is to have these codes in you. And I've watched practitioners who do have these codes, and they just draw people over to them just like, ants to sugar. And and they don't do much at all, and you wonder why they're not coming to you, you know. And so I put that clearing up for self-empowerment so you can get jump-started to maybe see also where your issues are or issue is with what type of energy is affecting you.
Right, because what I would ultimately want for, I guess, everybody would be the balance of it all, you know, is what we would strive for. And I really appreciate that. One more other thing came to my mind. When my children were very young, I had visitors, and they would come in the form as great big round pink circles of light.
Okay.
And I would see them everywhere. They filled my garage with it. I would look out my windows at night, and I would see them. They're not the normal orbs, so the little orbs, I can see those also. But these are great big balls of pink light. So I would always get, not paralyzed, but, I was paralyzed not to do anything. They weren't fearful for me. But I do remember times where they would go into my children's bedrooms at night, and I knew that they were doing something, but I also was paralyzed to the fact that I could not do anything about it. Would you happen to know what kind of energies would be into the pink lights? I'm sure that they were ETs or aliens.
Yeah, I'm trying to look at see what these energies were, what they were doing. Right now, I'm not sure. I do see them changing time, chopping time up. I'm trying to see where they're going, if they are abducting, and what they're doing to your children here. Remember, what they can do is numb your mind out instantly. That's what most people have, is they just completely erase the consciousness out of people when they are abducted, so you don't know what actually happened. Sometimes even in your subconscious mind is taken out. Some people have, regression, and they can detect what happened or tell about it. But they don't feel, 100% bad to me, okay? Although by them coming, it's one thing, and they should have had maybe more communication with you. But they don't feel completely 100% bad.
Okay, I appreciate that because I didn't feel that they were bad either. So I didn't know if it was some kind of a contract that I had with them, because I do know that my children were star seeds. My son came from a Taurus, and I'm not sure where my other daughter came from, but she is the crystalline star seed, and has lots of, gifts that she was born with. But that's a validation for me of, not to worry about it in this time. But I had flashbacks of remembering the pink light, coming to the children and coming to me.
So, yes, uh-huh.
Hey, well, thank you very much, Ron. I'll keep listening, and I'll let somebody else have a turn.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Thank you, Janet.
Thank you.
Thank you. So Janet brought up a few different interesting stuff there. With the Immaculate Conception, we talked about the poverty clearing, and then Ron mentioned the self-empowerment, and I wanted to mention where that is before we take the next caller. So the self-empowerment is under the matrix cording removals. If you go to the website and you see a lot of listings on the left-hand side, you go down, scroll down under Light Infusion Healings, under there, Invisible Body Clearings, and you come to the self-empowerment healings, and you can read up about it, and that tells you about that clearing. So who's out there?
Hello, we had a beep.
I heard somebody. Hello? But maybe could it have been Janet possibly hanging
hello?
Up?
Hello?
Oh, some hello.
Hi, it's Ed.
Hi, Ed.
Hello. There's a fella in Australia who has had interesting experiences where he's gone through all the dimensions up higher and higher. And he says he's been out of the space-time dimensions, and he comes back, and he's teaching. I think his name is Casavasalis or something like that. And he does teach about going into the heart and that being important. But here's the thing is when he talks about ascension, he talks about what he's seen on the time track of what's coming. And he said there's going to be three choices, and I was just wanted to get your reactions to how this compares with the Creation Lightship version of ascension, the true ascension. And what he talks about is the people that are just going to be recycled, basically. And then the other two, there's going to be three choices. The other two choices are you could take the route of technology, which means go up on somebody's ships, and he saw all these people lining up like kind of like zombies getting out of these ships. And he says, don't do that. He says, what you should do is what he saw was actual portals or vortexes or whatever they are opening up like out in a field or something. And people were choosing. He said, you will know at the time. Your heart will tell you which one to choose. And if you want to get out of the lower worlds, the one he advocates is a portal opening up. So my question is that the form the ascension is going to take with portals opening? He also said it was going to be in March 2013, but there was going to be a form of that earlier, 2012. So is the ascension just a blink of an eye, everything's gone, or is it actually you're going to have to choose where to go?
Very good question, Ed. Thank you. So,
sure.
Yes, the first thing is that since this gentleman is dealing with time, he is seeing the ascension in time. And naturally, when you see something in a time-based reality, that is not what the light is producing. The light does not work in time. So right away, that should alert everybody that when there's a prediction like that, that it can never be true because time is only in the darkness. So that's very good observation, Ed, when you mentioned the true ascension. So the dark side will probably give everybody a chance of where to choose to go to. So he's probably correct there. The dark side will also probably instruct you where to go to. And when you listen to your heart, remember, you're probably listening to the heart that they gave you at that time to direct you through mind control. So remember, the darkness can produce a heart energy in you that they can put a energy into your body that is a shapeshifter, or more so a shadow body. It has a spirit, and that shadow body can take your body over completely and look like you. And then you would have choice. So the dark side can give you different choices like you're talking about. Yeah, remember, everybody thinks that, I won't say everybody thinks, but a lot of people think that, you know, you're going to say, oh, the ascension is going to happen, you know, like in a week from now, I better prepare, you know, and do what I need to do so that I can wait. No, in light, it happens instantly. There's no preparation. The preparation that has been done up to that point by you, everybody listening here, with cleaning out your body to get their body for the ascension, if you choose to do that, that's what happens. You're not going to be able to go back into the time-based reality and start over again or to do clearings because it's it. So light just turns off its frequency of light to everything. So, which remember, you're created in light, but the light now is also controlled by the time-based reality of the darkness. So once the darkness that connects to you can no longer connect to light, and the light is no longer here, which means you're not here either, and your spirit's not here, your body's not here, everything you're looking at right now around you will no longer exist if it was created from the earth energy here. If it was alien brought in here to the planet, then it would still be here, but it would be without just floating around in space without a planet. So what happens is as ascension, the true ascension happens, everything is no longer here. Instantly, it's all turned off. And then the light ship looks for light, which is your body and your spirit, collects you as much as it can, any way of you, goes out and tries to find, I use the word try because it is trying to do that now, in fact, look for parts and pieces of you that the dark side has stolen. And that's why you want to do all these clearings, especially the timeline ones. That's very, very important to get rid of those timelines that you're being abducted on. So, yeah, the whole thing is that, yeah, he's just reading the darkness and the possibilities of different ascension points to abduct people off of this planet, thinking that they're going to have an ascension. And a lot of people are talking about that. You know, the ascension coming and what to do about it, how to prepare. There's nothing you can do to prepare except have clearings for your body to get the darkness out of it, because the light ship will not take darkness. So if all your cells in your body is carrying darkness, it's not going to see you as light. And so that's the whole process. So very good question, Ed. You probably helped a lot of people.
So a rule of thumb, I would guess, is if you got to choose, you're wrong.
yeah, there's no choice. Yeah, there's actually no choice.
There's no choice.
Remember, when you're in your heart center, you can't choose anything because you're strictly in peace in the moment. There's no choices. You know, you have choices to what you want to do, but as far as using the mind to evaluate, like you're saying, do I go here, do I go there, what vortex, what portal, do I read the signs, you know? Do I use my feelings to check it out? No. The dark side can do that for you, but in light, there's no choice. And you can't ask
thanks.
Any... you know?
Yeah.
You're all a blueprint. You're unmanifested at that point. Remember, the light takes the light, your spirit, to manifest, and all that is turned off. You're all blueprints. Your spirit's a blueprint, because the light is turned off from it. So just think of a light bulb turned off. It's not going to do anything. So that's the way it works. Can't give any light because there's no more light for it to give. That's what the darkness is attaching to everybody, to get a hold of that light from the light bulb.
Okay, so it's really good that you bring that up, Ed, because it's always a good point to get clarified what is the true ascension that is happening in the light, and how do we know about that one? And I think that really helped. So thank you for mentioning that. Is there anything more you wanted to add?
Just that there's a lot of people that are trying to decide, geez, do I get out of the ships or not? And now here's this other guy going, no, go to the portal.
Yeah.
And they're all wrong.
Yeah, it's very confusing.
So it's when you find out what Ron is saying, it can be very peaceful then, because you don't worry about it. You're just going along doing your business. Nobody's going to tell you when. And poof, there it is. So all we can do is prepare. And that's what the clearings are.
Yeah, that's correct. Density is darkness out of people. That's it. So you
wonderful.
Have to go back. That's always go back to what Jesus taught. And, you know, he was here to take away people's sins. That's what they talk about anyway. And that was to get rid of the DNA imprinting into the body that was created from judgment, negative thoughts, positive thoughts, anything with mind energy that got imprinted into the body, he was here to clear out. And that's what we do on these programs, too. The same thing. We have different names for the different bodies, and and the different clearings, because that's the way it works. But back then it was much, much more simpler to work with people. But, you know, aside from that, it's the same process. You have to look at what he did. And a lot of the information is correct. He came to help humanity for the ascension process, and the ascension process was to clean out the densities in people so their body could ascend. And that's what he was talking about, leaving here and having everlasting life. And that's what it means. So that's the whole thing.
Especially in light of the fact that the dark side could actually take your spirit out of your body and put a clone in there, and you may not notice it right away. And they could do the same thing with you know, your heart, your feelings, your energies, just instantly take it all. So how do you know who's home, so to speak? And all you can do is keep coming back to the clearings and coming back to the teachings and making the best decisions you have, pretty much knowing that you could be screwed at any point, so to speak, but you also have hope and faith that, well, eventually Creation Lightship will help me or save me. Would that be a fair statement?
Yeah, once you get the clearings, once you go onto the website, they will... the light beings will find you, even if you're not in your body and you have a spirit that's fabricated by the darkness. And you probably won't be going to the website because that energy does not want to get terminated. But if that did happen and you did go to the website, and in fact, people have done that. They went onto the website because maybe their husband was kind of acting a little strange or something. And they knew that the person was, in a sense, not present in their body, not living in the moment, knowing that something was inside of them, a shapeshifter. So once you go onto the website, the light ship will kick out and get rid of those energies. So you could say, you know, like in Jesus' time, you know, casting out demons, you know, I just see it as entities more than some type of demonic type of situation, but still... the process is the light ship will find the person's spirit and bring them back into what they can do into the body. They can only bring back what they can find naturally. So that's the whole problem, is that people, like I say, always choose darkness, you know, to live their life. And the worst thing is, not only do people do that off and on, that you're set up with that particular program. So it's really hard to always stay in the moment. That's why you want to keep doing the mind to heart drop. And then you are in the moment. At least you're out of the moment of in the time-based reality, so you can have more spirit energy to connect with. So yeah, it is a challenge. It is more difficult. When you do that, you want to get a day planner, because your time that you normally live in, it won't exist for you. You're just going to be living moment by moment. And when you go moment by moment, then there's no such thing as time, because you're controlling that time-based reality, because time is stopped for you. And that's the whole process. Like right now, I look at my computer, and it is clicked over to 42. And I just feel like I just started talking, because we're probably all listening in the moment. And you go, wow, this show's been on for 40-plus minutes, you know, and that's the whole process, is that when you're in the moment, time stops, and then you're not controlled by the aliens, and that's your only thing that you can do for yourself, is to get more spirit in you and to be disconnected from time, because the time controls the mind, the time controls the planets, or the planets control the time, either way, and all of a sudden you're dealing with a reality that is created by someone else, something else, for you to experience your life here. So I guess I answered that, I hope, Ed. So thank you.
Sure. Could you say that there's for other people, that the ticket to ascension, because it sounded like you said this, and I want to just double check, please. It sounded like the ticket to the ascension was find your way to the lightship at least once, and from then on, you're pretty much certain that they'll look for you.
Yeah, basically, yes. Uh-huh. Because,
okay,
you know,
and what about the rest
important
of the people?
Clearing, you know, is your whole lifetime emotional clearing. Get that done. You know, if we just forget about ascension, you know, that we're not really dealing with that here, because some people don't have that concept. Just forget about ascension and just know that emotional clearing is going to make your life better. And that's the whole thing. And get the unlimited, because that unlimited is going to allow you to stay current with situation that occurs after you had the clearing. So, you know, at least do that clearing, that one clearing, and you're going to find that you're able to be more conscious and to be able to be in the moment more. And do the mind to heart drop. You know, naturally from there you're probably going to want to maybe have more clearings, but that clearing is what I've always started off with, and that's the main one. You need to get rid of your past that's come up in this lifetime, because you're going to be reliving it over and over and over again. That's your storyline. Your storyline is brought forth by all your emotions that came up in this lifetime, and the emotional clearing can get rid of it. And also, if you don't have the clearing, you may die at an earlier age, because you're dealing with this stuff over and over again, because your emotions will actually kill you. That emotional body will. You want to clean it out. In fact, what I'll do now, we have a question from Laura, but I'll do one clearing here. So thank you, Ed. I'm gonna take off the emotional body out of people. So in a sense, we're going to turn it off, okay? Now, naturally, that emotional body is there to protect your physical body from being harmed, being killed by people's thoughts. That's what it's for. It's a buffer for all the stuff that you're dealing with. So here we go. I'll count to 10, and we'll turn off your emotional body. And for most people listening, if you had the emotional clearing, it may not be that impactful to you, okay? If you have not had it, you're going to feel like a different person. So here we go. We're going to turn this off. I'll count to 10, and it'll be just either outside of your body a little bit, or it may just be completely off. It depends what your spirit wishes to do here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, it's about half turned off. Here we go. Go to three quarters. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time. 1, 2, that's better. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There, that emotional body's turned off. And we'll leave it off until the show ends here, straight up on the hour. Back to you, Annika.
Wow, that feels good. Big yawn here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I heard a beep, but I think it was Ed just going off. But just wanted to...
Hi, Larry. How are you?
Oh, Larry. Hi.
So I had a question for Ron. When Ron was born, he had energy sent to him from the light ship, and some of it went horizontal. And I was wondering if one of the androids picked up the energy, being as they're self-perpetuating energy system oriented, I believe. That's what I'm sensing. And they get energy from the atmosphere. I'm wondering if they could have picked up Ron's energy.
Yeah, my energy did get stolen, went sideways to other dark side practitioners. The energy got kind of cloned. And so, yeah, that's kind of what basically happened to me. So I've been down here with not a full bag of tricks here. But, you know, I've been doing...
Is there any way of getting that energy back again?
I've been working on that for quite a while here. So, yeah, it is coming back.
Uh-huh. Okay, very good.
I used part of that energy on the last BBS program, which was... Saturday night.
Uh-huh.
You're listening last Saturday, and you happen to be on the light ship at that time. That's the energy that I was using. So I am regaining this stuff back to me. Remember, the dark side can steal stuff out of time. They can slice and dice everything up. And so that's why I came in here not going through the Galactic Federation like Jesus did 2,000 years ago. I came directly from the light shift here, and then my body was changed a lot so I could do healing, so that I did not have active running DNA programs that would be activated through healings. Otherwise, like I say, that's why you don't want to be a practitioner doing healing, because you'll activate the DNA in you of what you're healing in someone else, and it'll go back all through your generations and resonate to it, like attracts like. So if you have a person that you're working on, or many people maybe with cancer or heart attack, lung problems or something, that will activate your DNA, because I'm sure that somebody in your DNA has had a heart attack, and that will be activated in you if it's dormant, and it'll come up to the surface, and you won't know enough about it, and you all of a sudden die of a heart attack. So for myself, I think almost all that energy was taken out of me through that special process from the light chip on my body. And that's why it didn't come into my body until like 6 months after it was here. So I had the light chip holding space for it. But anyway, yeah, so I am getting more of my energy back now. That's what I need to continue on with what I'm doing. So thank you, Larry.
Okay, thank you then, Ron. Very good.
Hey, back to you, Annika.
Okay, so thank you, Larry. Thank you, Ed. And thank you, Janet, who called in before. And of course, then I heard another beep. Is there somebody else?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
I have a comment, or actually a follow-up question to what Ed had said when he was bringing up the ascension. I know Ron said that if it's like if you really wanted to barely touch it, if you're not even talking about ascension, but let's say we are talking about ascension. Now, if some of us, I believe since I've done this, I assume that to really connect to your home base, you need to do the 4-in-1 to get to that place, and also the barcodes that he had told us, that for the ascension barcodes, there's many of them that a lot of us need to get done to really to go without making the light ship look for us. If we can do our part and do as much of the clearings as we can possibly do for the ascension, and then it'll be much easier for the light ship. Such as the different, I notice there's like all these new barcodes that are online now that I didn't realize Ron put on until recently, which I already had done, like the mind barcode and or the mental barcode, and then the earth barcode. So I just wanted to share that and then ask a question.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for sharing. It's definitely true, and you're right on it. So go ahead with your question.
Okay, the question is, after doing the alien timeline crashes and the space-time crashes, when I believe in one of them, there's something to do with the harmonics, that it clears the odd harmonics, but Ron does have a special clearing called the harmonic frequency. Would that help in addition to just, because it doesn't go as deeply as the harmonic frequency, because that one goes to the Earth, to off-planet, and a bunch of other ones that are not included. From what I recall, I only did 1 week's worth of alien time crashing and space time crash. So, can Ron answer that question?
Yeah, that one's boy. You bring up some good questions there. Yes, that one does the harmonic. Okay, the odd harmonic clearing, and that's. What that one does is take away the energy. Remember, the darkness connects to you in our odd harmonics. So that's the first thing. And we all know what it feels like, you know, when you listen to a musical instrument that isn't in tune, in harmony with itself. You know, you hear somebody playing an instrument and, you know, maybe something in one of the chords is off, or it's just not in tune. That's why you see, like, guitar players always tuning their guitar before they play it. That's how the darkness comes to you. If you're not associated with that, you might remember in school where they had the blackboards. I would think they still have them now. I don't know. But you probably have seen, you know, the teacher writing something with chalk on the blackboard, and then all of a sudden it kind of like skips. It makes that weird sound, and it makes your skin kind of crawl. And you wonder what happened, you know, it's so awful, you know, you make an odd face. Well, that's the odd harmonics. So the dark side comes into you through odd harmonics, and that's the way they attach also. And that clearing can help you with that. The other clearing that would be useful for that would be the magnetic and twisted body. And so that clearing also aligns you up very well for the healings that you've had in the past. If you hadn't had the results, maybe that you thought you could have had, maybe those bodies are not are ready to be healed, but they can't get the energy, because the energy is always going to be with you. Remember, it works for healing that way too. Remember that you deal with energies from the past that's always with you, and then they get activated. And when you have a healing, the same thing happens. But if the energies cannot come into a body because it's not in the proper orientation with your spirit, which is why we do the magnetic and twisted body, then you may not have the healing that you're expecting, because those bodies can be out of sync. And that's why it's good to have those done. So thank you, Pauline.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
We're
you know, before we...
out here. Can we do Laura's question there? Let's see.
Yes.
Does the true ascension only see what is out of time? Yes, that is correct. Remember, the light does not live in time. So it will look for everything that is created by the light, and it will grab or pull itself to it. It'll resonate to the frequency of light that everybody has. And at that point, the blueprints are turned off. Now, the time is what's sticking around you, okay? That keeps you in a different reality. So once you're turned off and there's no more light, then the darkness cannot attach to you. And then all of a sudden, the darkness, like, goes away. It lost its connection to its host, which would be you of light. And it can't find you because there's no more light. So everything around you will be disconnected from that. Now, if you still hold the darkness in your body, your blueprint will be contaminated with darkness, the same with your spirit. But it's still going to have some light in it, and the light ship will find and look at those particular parts of you that are holding light and reclaim that. That's why you want to have the clearing, so that more of you will be connected to the light. So I hope I answered that question okay.
All right. Sorry. Thank you so much, and thank you all for the comments and questions today. And I wanted to share about the intensives that you've been doing on Sundays, not every Sunday, but usually three Sundays in the month. And it's coming up this coming weekend, is the last Sunday of February, and it's 8 hours. And you got a really good testimonial from one person here. And we also have a 4-hour call on Saturday. If you want to join us or contact Ron for any clearings or joining the conference calls, do email Ron at creationlightship@yahoo.com. So here is the testimonial, some of it anyway. The last intensive day that I was with you, I had an interesting experience. I was being worked on, and I'm glad you told me that there are many rooms in the light ship and different things can happen depending on what healing is needed. I have had a twist and tightness in my muscles of my neck and left shoulder for many, many years. I spent a lot of time in that intensive day with my head twisted very hard to the left. Today, I now know the outcome of that experience. I was backing my car out of its parking spot, and I turned my head to the right to look out the back window. Boy, was I surprised when my head turned all the way back with no effort at all. It was so very easy backing out without having to struggle to turn to see directly behind me. What a blessing. Love, Judy. Thank you, Judy. And so again, 4 hours this Saturday, 8 hours on Sunday, and you can always come on as an absentee, and there's so much being worked on. And contact Ron at creationlightship@yahoo.com. So I think we're coming up to the end here, Ron, so we're probably going to have to say goodbye.
Yeah, and if somebody can remind me on the Wednesday call, We'll take out the emotional body and the mental and the feeling, maybe a trauma one. So remind me on the fast chat, everybody, and we'll put in some space holders in you for the program, and you're going to be able to actually feel what it's like to have a lot of light in you. So that's you have to remind me, though, because I live in the moment. So that's why I'm telling you, let's do those healings this coming Wednesday. If you have any people who are new that you can maybe get them to come on to listen, they'll be surprised, too. So thank you, everybody. Blessings. See you later. Got our conference call coming up on the light ship in a half an hour. Blessings. Thank you. Bye, everybody.
Bye.